What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to Politics by Faith, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. Thanks for being here. Just got done with the Breitbart News Daily, Sirius XM radio show. You can watch it on the First TV as well. DirecTV channel 347, firsttv.com, First TV app, Roku, Pluto, anywhere else you stream, the First TV. You can watch us for the second 2 hours of the show, which is pretty cool. So we just got done, and the first segment we talked about the mayor of Athens, Georgia. Athens, Georgia is where that 22-year-old nursing student was killed, murdered, head bashed in, skull disfigured because of this illegal immigrant twice arrested from Venezuela. And the Democrat mayor from Athens gets up there and is talking about how every person deserves human dignity. You're like, hold on, man. You're talking about an illegal immigrant who murdered a 20. You're going to get him to lecture me about human dignity? Are you kidding me? It's a perfect example of America last from the Democrats. So anyway, I bring it up here because there was a guy who somehow got into the press conference room, and he gets up there and he goes, no, you are lying, sir. This week, we've been talking about speaking the truth and not being worried about offending people. Now, listen, I'm not suggesting we all go into press briefing rooms and interrupt and yell. There's a proper way to do things, certainly. But we also must hate the sin more than we care about the world's reaction to hearing the truth. Oh, I'm so offended. It's been encouraging this week to talk about this because this is an ancient truth. It's in the Bible. Like Jesus said things to the Pharisees and his disciples, like, hey, Jesus, that was a little much, man. Like that was, they're offended. And Jesus, like, I don't care. In fact, Proverbs, so there's nothing new under the sun, it's been around forever. Proverbs 27:5. It always throws me for a loop. I love this proverb so much. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Profuse are the kisses of an enemy. The enemy gives you kisses. The enemy just tells you what you want to hear. It's the trusted friend who will tell you the truth. Quick sidebar on there's nothing new under the sun. I was wasting time. I shouldn't say wasting time. We were recording the TV show and I had like 4 minutes to kill. So I just meandered 3 feet over to my bookshelf here. And I have this little teeny tiny John Calvin's A Guide to Christian Living. It's this little tiny little pocketbook. And I just opened up to a random page. And this is the section about not loving the world. And here's this line, how not to love the world section. It talks about how like everyone knows that life is just a puff of smoke. It's super quick. We all know that. Everyone knows it. Even when we do recognize it, but we forget about it. Like we all know life is short, but then we forget about it and we live as if life's not. But even when we do recognize it, our philosophizing is a brief affair, which vanishes the minute we turn our backs so that we lose the memory of it. In short, it fades as quickly as the applause of an audience in a theater. For then, forgetting not only death but our own mortality, as if the idea were unknown to us, we slip back into a foolish and inflated trust in our earthly immortality. If we were at a burial or found ourselves among tombstones in a cemetery, I wager we would philosophize splendidly about the frailty of this life, because then the image of death would be impossible to miss. But then it just goes, like, as soon as we leave. I think about it all the time. So I'm sick right now. My neck is killing me because Jack is 7 now. And I picked him up and I tried to put him on the back of my shoulders. And I was like mid lift up and I was like, whoa, man, you are heavy. And then, so like I mustered more strength to get him higher. But then I didn't realize how big he is, like tall. So the distance between like his waist and his legs was, I missed, so I just slammed him right on my head. So my neck is like wrecked right now. So, but we say this all the time whenever I get sick. It's like, oh, I'll never take it for granted ever again when I'm healthy. I'll never take health for granted. And of course you do. You take, as soon as you get healthy, like 1 minute later, you take it all for granted. We all do. But it's just because Calvin wrote this hundreds of years ago, right? This idea that, yeah, of course life is short and we know it, but then we forget it and we live as if it's not. It's very comforting when I read things that have been around for hundreds and thousands of years that we're still feeling today. That brings me great comfort and peace. In a time of anxiety, I get great comfort and peace knowing that there's nothing new under the sun. All right, well, let's get back to the scripture. So when the disciples are like, hey, Jesus, you offended the Pharisees. Jesus says, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let me quote Charles Spurgeon. When the day comes for God to clear his commons, there will be a blaze indeed. The drunkard, the swearer, the adulterer, those who live by cheating and robbing their neighbors, those who never darken the walls of God's sanctuary. Oh, that's such a good line. Their shadow never goes into church. Those to whom the Sunday is the busiest day in the week. Those who are without God and without hope and without Christ. These we may call self-sown plants, uncared for, untutored, and must be rooted up. For he will say, gather out of my kingdom all things that offend and they that do iniquity. So that's Matthew 13. And it's that quote right there. Gather out of my kingdom all that offend and that do iniquity. That's Matthew 13, the sower of the weeds. So here's that scripture. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. This is Jesus talking. But while his men were sleeping, the enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servant of the master of the house came and said to him, Master, did we not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds? He said to them, an enemy has done this. So the servant said to him, then do you want us to go and gather them? But he said, no, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. So that's a parable. And I love when the disciples say, what does that mean? Because I'm wondering the same thing. Thanks, guys. They say, explain to us the parable, the weeds in the field. Jesus said, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, the planted root. The field is the world, and the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. It's us. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. If you've heard that gnashing of teeth, that's where it is. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Now, Spurgeon makes the point that some of these weeds may actually look pretty good. It may be hard to tell between them and the plants. Men and women whose character is upright, whose manners are amiable, whose life is irreproachable. They're not immoral. They neither cheat nor lie, but they are exemplary. Their disposition is kind, tenderhearted, affectionate. Though it be a lovely plant, though it seem to be a fair flower externally, yet since the root of it hath sucked its nourishment out of the wild wastes of sin, it is evil in the eye of God, and it must be plucked up. So even to the people who look good but aren't saved. This week's of morning motivations, if I may, have been covered under the shroud of talking to other people, but it's really about telling the truth to ourselves. Self-examination first. Just like you can't plant yourself, or here's the scripture, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. So I guess you can plant yourself, but it's not going to work for you. You will be rooted up. You will be burned, etc. So you need to be planted by God, saved by Jesus. You can't do it yourself, not for long. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And if God plants you in the soil, nothing can pluck you up. And knowing that nothing can pluck you up, nothing should stop you. MikeSlater.locals.com. Commercial free transcript night before MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.